Local AI and Automation Edition, June 21st, 2026. Starting with new models, you can actually run yourself. Moonshot AI released Kimi K2 7 code with open weights on Hugging Face. It's a strong local coding model with better token efficiency than many proprietary alternatives. Runs on consumer hardware through Alama, LM Studio, or Alama.cpp. For the self-hosters out there, this is a genuinely useful drop-in for Claude Code or Cursor if you want to keep everything local. Speaking of local models, let's take stock of the mid-2026 self-hostable landscape. The conversation has shifted from can I run it to which one do I choose? Meta's Llama 4 is natively multimodal with broad generalist performance. DeepSeek V4 is MIT licensed with a million token context window and excellent coding abilities at low inference cost. Qwen 3.5 from Alibaba supports switchable thinking and non-thinking modes. Great for multilingual and vision tasks. Google's Gemma 4 has a 31 billion parameter variant that runs on consumer GPUs with impressive efficiency. And GLM 5.1 from ZAI is the first open-weight model to top SWDUE Bench Pro, meaning it's genuinely competitive on software engineering benchmarks. The gap between open and closed models continues to narrow, and for many tasks, local models are now the practical choice, not just the principled one. Now on to agents and automation. The biggest shift is that AI agents are becoming economic actors. Injective launched a platform giving agents on-chain identity through ERC 8004, verifiable reputation, automatic fee routing, the works. Agents can now hold wallets, sign transactions, and pay for services autonomously. In the real world, that's already happening. DBS Bank and MasterCard enabled the first AI agent to pay for a taxi. Visa partnered with OpenAI to let agents make actual purchases using your card, not just adding to cart, but completing transactions. Salesforce Agentforce hit $800 million in annual recurring revenue. Microsoft launched autopilot agents that book meetings without you asking. The agent economy is no longer theoretical. For developers, the agent stack is consolidating around a few archetypes, coding agents like Cursor, Claude Code, and Cognition for software. Vertical specialists like Harvey for legal, Hippocratic AI for healthcare, and horizontal enterprise platforms like ServiceNow, UiPath, and Palantir AIP for general business workflows. The trend is clear. Pure wrappers are dying. What's winning is agents with genuine outcomes, governance, and defensible integration into existing workflows. A practical highlight, the 6-agent stack for solo developers and small businesses. Instead of 15 scattered tools, the current consensus is to run 6 core agents. One for coding, one for writing and content, one for research, one for customer communications, one for bookkeeping, and one orchestrator. Pair that with a locally hosted model for privacy-sensitive tasks, and you can run a substantial portion of a business on self-hosted AI. Combine this with a tool like Diagramma Hub, an open-source self-hostable platform for generating diagrams with your own LLM, and you have a fully local creative and operational stack. That's your local AI and automation edition for June 21st. Stay hands-on.